You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions on a Monday night right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh, and we have a very, very busy 2 hours coming up here on Sports Grid. Right now we are live with the ALCS Game 2 between the Rangers and the Astros. Texas jumps all over Houston in that game. Took a 4-0 lead. Game currently sitting 5-2. World Series favorite status belongs to the Texas Rangers, down to plus 110 live, minus 360 to win that series, minus 650 to win this baseball game. We will talk about that matchup throughout. We will follow any live updates for you, and we will, of course, preview game number one of the NLCS, Zach Wheeler versus Zach Gallen, Phillies and Diamondbacks. But the big game tonight comes to us, of course, from National Football League, one of the better primetime games I think we've at least been presented pregame, is going to be the LA Chargers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Chargers at home off the bye, a 1.5-point underdog. Total for this football game is 50.5. The Cowboys enter off of a nightmare performance where they were drubbed by the 49ers. And what was supposed to be a great primetime game, instead, was a 30-point rout at the hands of San Fran. And if you look around right now for Dallas, what's at stake in this game? Well, it's their status inside the top three in the NFC, inside the top five in the NFL. And sure, above them, the Eagles and the Niners both took incredibly disappointing losses, a loss that impacted the Eagles' odds in the outright market more than San Fran, who remains steady as Super Bowl favorites. But those losses, still only the first of the year. And a win for the Detroit Lions in Tampa Bay continues to see the Lions' odds grow stronger and stronger. And a loss tonight for Dallas would see Detroit officially jump them. It would see Dallas, who's already outside of that top five, go down even further. This is a test for this Cowboy football team as we bring our radio audience into the fold here on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. This is Game Time Decisions. Dak Prescott and the interception woes. Will he be willing to push the football downfield tonight against a team that is allowing over 320 passing yards per game to opposing quarterbacks? Only time will tell. There's a DAC bet that I quite like tonight. We're going to get you the Monday Night Football card in just a moment. Again, to reset your Super Bowl odds here, one down to 10, Jacksonville being your 10th team. One of the surprises for me that the Cincinnati movement wasn't a little bit stronger, got themselves back up to 500, second consecutive win at home. They handle their business against Seattle. Baltimore handle their business overseas. You see the Chargers stay inside the top 10. Look again at the top here. Nothing was impressive this week. The Niners lose, the Eagles lose, but the Chiefs and the Bills have nothing to really puff their chests out about. Bills last night against the Giants didn't look all that good. Kansas City blew opportunity after opportunity, but still got the job done against Denver. Miami, incredibly, was down 14-0 to Carolina. It looked like, oh, wow, this is going to be a loss, and instead they ended up covering a 14.5-point line. Frank Reich today hands play calling duties over. I'm sure that'll fix things in Carolina. Let's jump over here to the baseball. Phillies and Texas started today as co-World Series favorites at plus 190. Astros plus 310. D-backs plus 450. For the Texas Rangers, they are again up at the moment in this series, so their number is on the move. Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies, favorites in their series against Arizona. It'll be interesting to see how these pitchers are going to be used now with the days off. Could teams be ultra aggressive and try and get three starts out of their game one guys? Or is today going to be one of potentially two for Zach Wheeler, two for Zach Gallen? It likely depends on how these series roll out. Philadelphia opens up as the favorite in tonight's baseball game. Total a flat 7 out there tonight on that total. We'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. But the Heisman Trophy odds, though. This weekend, college football was everything we hoped it would be. And it also shifted odds majorly in this market here. Pennix and Washington, beat Oregon, and we get the movement we thought. Pennix becomes not who's already a standalone favorite, but now a minus money favorite at minus 140. However, we now all of a sudden go J.J. McCarthy, Dylan Gabriel, Jordan Travis, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Oh, and there he is. Caleb Williams, the future number one overall pick, drops outside of the top five. 35-1 is the price. That number was 50-1. It's been bet, rightfully so. 50-1 was an outrageous number on Caleb Williams. Again, Caleb Williams has one loss this season. Jaden Daniels and the LSU Tigers have two. Half the number on Jaden Daniels for Caleb Williams. Look, I've been hanging out with Joe Alicia a lot. We're going to talk to him later tonight, okay? And everything that he says about LSU, I think, is incredibly fair. But how is it that Jaden Daniels, whose numbers are, again, just as good as Caleb Williams, but has two losses already, sits at 17-1 and Caleb sits at 35. There is now actually value on Caleb in the Heisman market, despite a 4-touchdown loss at the hands of Notre Dame, where a lot of that was Caleb Williams' fault, a 3-interception game. Bo Nix dropped back big time as well. That also feels a bit like an overreaction. It happens because Oregon loses the football game, but Bo Nix was not bad in that game. The question becomes, can anybody knock off Washington? And if so, there is nothing but value in this market. Pennix has great numbers, but a lot of this right now is boiling down to the Washington record. And if that gets a blemish put on it, and they still have tough games to go. 4 games still remain on that UW schedule against teams that entered this Saturday inside the top 20 in the AP top 25. Obviously, a lot of things moved around, but it gives you an idea of the strength of that Washington schedule. We'll talk more about the Heisman Trophy odds in a little bit. But let's get a quick pick on the board here tonight. There's a lot of good options for me. When you see a defense like that of the LA Chargers, you want to attack. And there are a lot of Dallas options that we will attack with tonight. But I want to start for the Chargers, who are getting back Austin Eckler, who has a rush attempts prop of 12.5. And I'm playing the over on this number for Eckler tonight in his first game back since week number one, where against the Miami Dolphins, we saw Eckler run the football 16 times. Did that for over 100 yards, had a big gainer that helped push that yardage total. 16 doesn't blow past this number, but that was an even 50-50 split with Joshua Kelly, who also had it 16 times. Kelly, in the absence of Austin Eckler, has not been able to live up to the billing. He just hasn't. He hasn't been as effective. He hasn't been able to find the end zone like Austin either. That 50-50 split that we saw week number one against Miami, I don't think sits there tonight. And when you look at lead backs against the Dallas Cowboys this season, we've seen this number gone over a number of times. Ramondre Stevenson hit it incredibly in the 38.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
3 loss for New England. CMC blew past this with 19. His backup, Jordan Mason, had double digits. Saquon Barkley got to 12. The game the Giants lost 40-0. Okay, Jets didn't get there. But it was an absolute rout. Close football game tonight. You'll get enough out of Austin Eckler here to go over 12.5 rush attempts. Love this number tonight for Austin Eckler. But also love some Dallas Cowboys props. I like a lot of Dallas Cowboys props. We'll talk about all of those next right here. It's Game Time Decisions on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is a Monday night. We're going to talk Chargers-Cowboys. In a moment, just want to quickly reset here. Astros, Rangers, Texas with the 5-2 lead jumped all over Framber Valdez. He did not last 3 full innings in this baseball game. 4 runs played it early. Yordan Alvarez responded with a second inning homer. But right now we sit 5-2 in the bottom of the 5th inning of this game here. We do have a runner on right now for Houston, so it's impacting the live odds a bit. We have a 2.5 run line with the 3 run lead. We have an 11.5 total sat on this board right now. And as always, the futures markets move live, +110 on the Rangers to win a World Series and -360 on the Rangers to win the ALCS. Texas in an incredible spot with Max Scherzer potentially going in game number 3. The Rangers playing 3 consecutive in Texas. If they are able to win this baseball game here tonight, they may not have to return to Houston, which would obviously be ideal for the Rangers, though it may not scare them with the success that they are having right now up against their divisional foe. One key note, and I think part of the reason that Texas is now becoming standalone favorite for the World Series, obviously being up 2-0 is much better than the Phillies in their flat performance right now. They've not played a game against Arizona, but the Phillies are graded out as a much better baseball team than the Diamondbacks. The Rangers would have home field advantage, as to the best of my understanding, against the Philadelphia Phillies, where the Phils would actually have it over the Astros. So keep that in mind. Of course, any of the American League teams would have it over Arizona, but keep that in mind when we're trying to parse through here the next round of things, how Philadelphia and who they might be rooting on to make it out of the Champions League series over on the American League side of things. Let's talk some football. Cowboys, Chargers. Chargers, a 1.5-point home underdog. Total in this game is 50.5. I've not pulled a trigger on a side yet, though the Chargers look the most enticing to me. Dallas has been great off of a loss for 2 years now. However, I do not know if this Dallas team is great. I don't know if this is the worst Dallas team we've seen in a couple of years. We look at who they've played and zone in specifically the quarterback position. Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, Joshua Dobbs, Mac Jones, Brock Purdy. Those are the five quarterbacks that they've played so far. Some of you out there don't grade Brock Purdy out high, which again, it's then only going to make this point even more so. But who can you confidently say is the second best quarterback of that group, assuming it's Brock Purdy? The answer is number one. Is it Josh Dobbs? Right now, is that the second toughest quarterback they saw? Well, it's Brock Purdy, who is, again, clearly the best they've played against, threw four touchdowns in the game and lit up the Dallas secondary. Well, now they play Justin Herbert tonight. Chargers off of a bye under Brandon Staley. They're 1-1 against the number and straight up. The Chargers at times can be a difficult group to trust, though they have won two in a row to get themselves back to 500. I am tempted by the Chargers tonight. But they are a team that knows how to fumble the bag better than most. Justin Herbert has been incredible against the spread in night games in the first half, 11-2. But he usually will give those leads up. Maybe Chargers first half is the way to look, but I'm leaning LA tonight. The Charger prop bet that I did make was on Austin Eckler over 12.5 rush attempts, as we've said. The lead backs that did not get over this number were coming from the Giants and the Jets. And the Jets didn't get close, but Saquon ran the football 12 times in a 40-0 loss. CMC easily cleared. James Conner went over the number. And Ramondre Stevenson, in a 38-3 loss, got there. And again, some of these backfields are more split than we realize, so that gives us an idea that Eckler being potentially a split backfield isn't as much of a worry. But on the Dallas side of things here, it took me a while to figure out where I wanted to go tonight. Because if you go through what the LA Chargers are allowing to opponents through four games, there isn't really a number on the board, at least in terms of the Dallas passing game, that doesn't catch the eye. Weeks 1, 2, and 3, we saw the Chargers secondary lit on fire. Tua Tagovailoa's MVP run started in that game, throwing for 450 yards, the Tyreek Hill 215-yard performance. We saw only 246 yards out of Ryan Tannehill. He went 20 for 24 in that football game, threw a touchdown, averaged over 10 yards per pass. And then Kirk Cousins went over 350, another huge day for Justin Jefferson. We've seen tight ends like this team up. Elite wideouts light this team up. Number two, anybody in the passing game has been able to largely do whatever they wanted. Their only quote-unquote good performance, and it wasn't great, but it was good enough, was against Aiden O'Connell, a rookie making his debut on the road for the Vegas Raiders. Hardly anything has been impressive. So trying to figure out where to go, if you tonight want to key in on fading the Chargers secondary, Gallup over 36.5. Brandon Cooks over 36.5. Jake Ferguson over 35.5. All three of them over their longest catch. CeeDee Lamb maybe over the yardage. Dak Prescott over the yardage. Dak Prescott over longest completion. We all of these numbers have been registering other than the game that they played against Aiden O'Connell. But I zoned in on one spot that I thought made the most sense. And that was Dak Prescott over 22.5 completions. He's hit this in 3 of 5 games. The only quarterback to not go over this number against the Chargers was actually Ryan Tannehill, and that's because he went 20 of 24, which is absolutely ridiculous. While Dak's yardage looks enticing at 253.5, the two games that Dak cleared that number, he completed over 80% of his passes. Dak has not been attacking downfield. If Dak is willing to do so tonight, great. And all of these big numbers will come in. It doesn't mean he can't still cross 22.5 completions, which is a very light number. I didn't want to play the pass attempts tonight because if Dallas has a lead, I don't know how much they'll let Dak spin it. But if Dak's going to get over the attempts prop, which is 34.5 tonight, I think it'll ensure he gets over the completions prop, no problem. This is the number that I'm trusting the most here tonight. Dak Prescott over 22.5 completions. It's my best bet here on a Monday night. Of all of these pass catching options that stood out, the Jake Ferguson prop is the one I trusted the most over the longest reception of 15.5. Back-to-back weeks with a 20-plus yard catch for Ferguson. But again, more importantly, the target being this Chargers secondary that allowed the first three tight ends that they came up against to clear this number. And why that was important for me is trying to register, oh, look at this team got lit up by Tyreek Hill. Oh, they got lit up by Justin Jefferson, right? That's expected. The LA Chargers have not played an elite tight end. Maybe, okay, TJ Hockenson, and Hockenson blew past this number. Same happened against Miami, same happened against Tennessee. 15.5 is the number tonight for Jake Ferguson. Played the over in that spot. Quickly also, and we'll talk more about this throughout the night, but on the baseball side of things, played over 7 in Diamondbacks Phillies. I know. Wheeler and Gallen are great. Neither are in their primary location. Wheeler has been better on the road. Gallen has been better at home. And we have seen a lot of key guys inside this lineup for the Arizona Diamondbacks have success against Zach Wheeler. Christian Walker, Tommy Pham, Ketel Marte, and Lourdes Gurriel have all batted above 300 against Zach Wheeler in their career. And for the Phillies at home, over the last 2 years, 12 postseason games, they average 5.7 runs per game at home. There's a chance the Phillies cross this number of 7 by themselves.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities, because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
I'm taking the over tonight. Zach Wheeler versus Zach Gallen, a pitching matchup expected. I think it goes the other way, and we see big-time runs. Coming up next, it's going to be Joe Maddon and Taylor Mathis right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. We're now joined by Taylor Mathis and Joe Maddon. Pretty incredible how this works out. Because we have a Cowboy fan and a Charger fan. Now, neither of them would allow that to impact their picks here on this show. But as always, they do both come prepared with a ton of picks. And Taylor, I'm going to start with you tonight. What should be a great game, and it's an important game for both of these football teams. Dallas laying 1.5 on the road, total 50.5. Start us off, one of the bets that you're going to be on for this game.
I am going with Dallas wideout, CeeDee Lamb, longest reception over 25.5 yards. Lamb is mad after getting smoked by San Francisco last week. Lamb's been very vocal to head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas fan base that he wants to be more involved in this offense. McCarthy continuously is operating this offense conservatively. He doesn't trust quarterback Dak Prescott to throw the ball. As a Cowboys fan, I worry if Lamb's target share or his yardage is even going to see an uptick against this Chargers team that allows over 300 yards through the air per game. I'm more comfortable with the longest reception over. It takes just one big throw from Prescott. LA gives up big chunk plays at the fifth highest rate in the NFL, 19 catches for 20 plus yards. Lamb with the longest ball over 25.5 yards for my first play.
It makes sense. Both Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson, who I think are comparable players, hit this by a lot. I think Tyreek had a 47-yarder and Justin Jefferson a 52-yarder. Joe, let's go over to you. As I know you're always looking for a side in a primetime spot. Who do you think wins this game here tonight?
Okay, I'm not being a homer, but I am taking the LA Chargers to come out and get the win. I just look at this team off the bye, and while home underdogs off a bye haven't been profitable for us, I think this is a team that can come out of this bye and get the win here versus the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know the Dallas Cowboys are off a terrible loss last primetime versus the 49ers, and this would be a nice place for them to bounce back, but I'm just not buying into it. Everyone keeps talking about how good this defense is against the pass, and yes, they are strong against the pass, but I look at the level of quarterbacks that they have played. Let me know which one of these quarterbacks other than Brock Purdy you really have faith in. Daniel Jones with the Giants, no faith in him. Zach Wilson, we know he's getting better in week in and week out, but in that game versus the Cowboys, he wasn't at the level he's at now. And then Joshua Dobbs, and Mac Jones of the Patriots, I just don't see the Chargers not being able to have success in the passing game on this defense. It is banged up at the moment as well. I think off that bye, they're going to come out so strong. And Austin Eckler here is going to be able to convert in the 4-1 situations that they've been struggling without him in these situations. And Kellen Moore, difference maker. He was with the Cowboys, now over without Chargers. He's improving the Chargers in the second half for their scoring and in the red zone.
Yeah, the reality is there's no debate about it. This is by far the most talented quarterback the Cowboys have seen. The Niners are the best offense that they were able to go up against, and we saw how that went, Taylor. But Justin Herbert tonight, a lot of people I'm sure will be trying to back, you know, maybe over 1.5 passing touchdowns, something in the throwing market. For you, perhaps a different approach.
I'm taking a different approach, going with the signal caller of the Charger, Justin Herbert, over 11.5 rushing yards. LA's OC, Kellen Moore, is drawing up an offensive scheme against a top Cowboys team that he just came from. He's going to be out for blood, getting Herbert to let the football fly frequently. In weeks 1-3, averaging over 300 yards on over 40 attempts a contest. Herbert's known as a pocket passer. When you're getting pressure from a Dallas defense at a league high 51% of the time, in a sturdy secondary that allows the lowest amount of passing yards per game, Herbert just needs one good scramble to take off and move his legs, get the chains moving. The Chargers are using Herbert in more red zone situations as well this season. 3 touchdowns through 4 games. He's 2 away from a career high. Looking for Herbert to rush in these key spots over 11.5 rushing yards.
Look, Herbert, we know, has the ability to take off. I think he had 2 rushing touchdowns last week, so he is more mobile than we realize, though I think all the Herbert viral clips involve the cannon of an arm that he has. Joe, talk to me in the props market tonight. What are one or two of your favorites?
Oh, two of my favorites here, looking at the Chargers. You've got to look at Austin Eckler back in the lineup here. I'm going to take his receiving and rushing yards combined over 87.5. He's going to be dangerous out there. We saw him in that first week, which he hasn't played since, versus Miami. 117 yards on 16 carries and 4 catches for 47 yards. He's going to come out here phenomenally strong. Like I said, there are holes right now on the defense. And I do expect these rushing yards to come, and combine that with the receiving yards, it looks like straight money. Now, I'm also going to look at Keenan Allen for the anytime touchdown. Really hard to take Austin Eckler unless you're parlaying him there for that touchdown. He will get in the end zone, but Keenan Allen, top target here for Justin Herbert. He will be able to get in there. We're getting at plus 135. He has 35 receptions for 434 yards and 3 touchdowns already on the season. Justin Herbert looks to him and looks to him often in the end zone.
He certainly does. You know, I think the interesting spot with the touchdowns tonight is the huge numbers that we're seeing on Tony Pollard and Austin Eckler. You can try and go for the parlays. But once you get to Keenan Allen and CeeDee Lamb, those numbers do jump off the page with how talented they are. And in the red zone, they could be difference makers. One position that's always a difference maker, that would be the tight end spot there, Taylor. And I know that you're going to be looking to back a tight end here on Monday night.
Chargers tight end Gerald Everett, over 2.5 receptions. Herbert's losing a target for the season in Mike Williams. Everett is a player that can step up and snag those available passes. Everett's agile for his size, and he's elusive throughout the middle of the field because he's not afraid of contact. He will drag guys down with him after the catch for that extra yardage. Herbert's facing a stingy Dallas secondary will lead him to hitting short screens in middle of the field balls more. That's the perfect usage spot for Everett. Dallas, through the last 2 weeks, faltering against that tight end position. Patriots, Hunter Henry, 51 yards on 4 receptions. 49ers, George Kittle, 67 yards, 3 touchdowns. Everett can do the exact same and excel against this Dallas defense over 2.5 receptions tonight.
A light number like that also is always, there is not a world in that game where it's the fourth quarter. He could be on zero. We hope he's not. Let's hope he catches 3 balls on the first drive. But if he's not, you're still in it all the way, which is why numbers like that catch the attention. People also love plus money, Joe, and I know you're going to use that tonight for the other side of the field in their tight end.
Yeah, I definitely have to look at Jake Ferguson here for the Dallas Cowboys to be able to get that touchdown. His value is through the roof at plus 280. And I do look at the Chargers defense, and against tight ends, they're not really standing that tall. He's targeted 11 times in the red zone, tied with Devontae Adams of the Raiders. That ball is getting to him, and it's getting to him fast. And Dak will have to get that ball out of his hands fast, and who better to get it to than a strong, tall tight end out there, because Cleo Mack is going to be coming for him. So Jake Ferguson, anytime touchdown, plus 280. I just can't pass on that value, Kevin.
Yeah, there's a lot on, and I think Jake Ferguson could be in line for a big night as well. Played his longest catch over the 15.5 in this game here. We've seen the Chargers struggle with the tight end position. Joe, to go back to you here, I think there's one more play that I know is on your card tonight, and it's the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, correct?
Yeah, you absolutely have to look at Tony Pollard here. We know his talent, and I'm taking him over his rushing and receiving yards combined as well. That coming in at 95.5 at minus 120. I think he hits into the hundreds here. We know how strong he is with his legs. But you look at the Chargers, they're giving up the fifth most receiving yards to running back. So I expect those short passes to come to him as well, and for him to rack up the yards, both with his legs and through the air. So give me Tony Pollard over 95.5 receiving and rushing yards.
I have a season long bet on Pollard's rushing touchdowns. Week one, he had 2. And I'm like, man, I wonder if this will cash by October. He hasn't scored since week one. I'd like for him to score tonight. That would be nice. Taylor, I know you follow this Dallas team closely. With only about a minute or so left there, I just want to ask you, how important does tonight feel in terms of the bounce back spot after the game against the Niners? Is it too strong to call this a must win for the Cowboys?
It's definitely a must win for the Cowboys. Even as a Dallas fan, though, I will be honest, I'm not super confident tonight. I'm just not confident in this offense. We're converting in the red zone at one of the lowest rates in the NFL. It doesn't matter if you have great offense throughout the rest of the game if you can't score. And that's what Dallas's continuous problem is. I think the Chargers are one of the tougher teams that Dallas has seen. They shouldn't be 3-2. They should realistically be 4-1 with only one loss to San Francisco if they would have approach that Arizona game a little bit better, but they didn't, which is another example of we don't know what we're getting week to week with this Dallas team. I'm very skeptical about this offense. So I think tonight is a must win against the Chargers, but I would also not be super shocked if we ended up losing to them either.
Yeah, look, a loss here and all of a sudden Dallas is 3-3 and it's, you're an average football team, right? You are what the record says you are. And this is such an opportunity to catch the Eagles, who let one slip against the Jets. Eagles' schedule is about to pick up. We know that, too. So it's a really big game. But also for the Chargers, battled back to get to 500. You don't want to go right back underneath it. So, again, it's a big game. That's Taylor Mathis, Joe Madden. We appreciate them both, as always, helping us go through tonight's game here on Game Time Decisions. We'll be right back with Joe Leeson.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on this Monday night. Again, appreciate both Taylor Mathis and Joe Madden stopping by and giving us a ton of picks for tonight's game between the LA Chargers and the Dallas Cowboys. At 7:25, Joe Lisi will stop by and we'll get his picks. But he's also here right now, my co-host on both College Football Today and Pro Football Today. And Joe, we got to reset the college football landscape after a huge weekend. Let's start with the big breaking news, though, in the college football world coming out of Georgia. Brock Bowers likely done for the season with ankle surgery on the horizon. How big of a blow is this to the back-to-back defending national champions?
I think it's a big blow, Kev, because of the regular season games that they have left. I heard a lot of people, a lot of experts supposedly come out and say, well, it's just a regular season. Don't worry, he'll be ready for a potential college football playoff appearance, much like Tua had. Tua had the same type of surgery, I believe, in 2018 when he was part of Alabama, then played 4 weeks later. That's not the concern. We know about the inconsistency, I'll say, about the Georgia offense right now. He's the best player on that offensive side with Carson Beck. They have games later in the year against Ole Miss in Athens, and then the following week in Knoxville against Tennessee and Joe Milton, which is never an easy place to play. They just picked up their 16th straight win at home in Neyland Stadium. So they're going to need Brock Bowers for both of those games. And right now, I think it could be a cause of concern for potentially the Georgia Bulldogs even getting to the SEC championship. Not only that, but if they played LSU's offense right now, I don't know if Georgia would win that ballgame, Kevin.
Look, we'll talk LSU in a minute. What I'll say is, you know, the strength of schedule for Georgia was projected to be incredibly easy, and so far it has been. Though, now they're hitting their bye week. They'll play Florida, big rivalry, so it could be, you know, competitive. But at the moment, Mizzou, Ole Miss, and Tennessee, three games in a row, all teams ranked inside the top 20. Now, two of those football games are at home, but Joe, that Georgia win total is currently updated, sat at minus 112, 11.5. It's a yes or no, will they go unbeaten? And, you know, I was talking to you when again, we were together out in AC. It does not feel like this Georgia team is going to be able to run the football, going to be able to run the table here. And why that's really important, because I know that we both agree, it feels like they are very, very live to get picked off in that SEC championship game. 2 years in a row, Georgia has been in the SEC title game, and the game did not impact their chance to make the college football playoff. They were unbeaten in the game, win or lose. 1 year they lost it, 1 year they won it. They were going to the college football playoff. If Georgia does drop one of their remaining five games, then they will need to win that SEC championship game to get into the college football playoff.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And think about last year. You think about the two closest games in terms of the SEC schedule for Georgia came on the road to Missouri, where Stetson Bennett had to pull that ball game out. They won it 26-22. It came later in the year against Kentucky and Will Levis. They won that ball game 16-6. So when you think big picture, road games left, it's that matchup in November against Joe Milton and Tennessee. That is the one game I think that scares me in terms of looking at Georgia big picture, because it is a road game. And not to have your best offensive weapon in terms of that matchup, it's going to be very difficult. Again, yes, they should run the table. They should be 12-0 in terms of the regular season, and they still have the capability. But without your biggest weapon, they were pushed to the limit by Auburn. It's not going to be easy. And, you know, the difference this year, Kev, compared to last year, and we talk about it on College Football Today each and every week. Last year, they were 8-0 every time they pounded the rock for over 200. Entering that game last week against Vanderbilt, they had not rushed for one game over 200 yards. Now, Dejon Edwards got going last week. Can that continue from now to the end of the regular season remains to be, you know, seen. If they do that, I like their chances.
To stick with the SEC, because you did this weekend, you took some more LSU investments. And I've been telling people here, and I've been giving credit to you the whole time, I think you've made incredible points consistently on LSU. What I will say is I don't think you can justify Jaden Daniels being 12-1 to win the Heisman if Caleb Williams is going to be 30. Jaden Daniels' numbers are just as good as Caleb Williams. I think you can say they're better than Caleb's. He's been better as a runner. USC has one loss, LSU has two. And I'm not saying Jaden Daniels should be 30-1, but Caleb Williams and his price, Joe, jumped back, I think, way too far as a result of the bad game against Notre Dame.
Well, yes, you're right. Maybe he shouldn't be 35-1, but he throws his interceptions in that game. They lose by 28. They get blown out. And we always talk about perception, the eye test. LSU's only blowout loss came week one against Jordan Travis and Florida State that are now ranked in the top five. And granted, I don't, Daniels played well for a half. Second half, he didn't put his team in a position to win. The other game, he went toe-to-toe with Jackson Dart, has his team inside the 30, and the kid drops a touchdown pass in the end zone. You know, you have a 9-point lead with 5 minutes left. You should win that ball game. But every time you and I are, and any time lately you're watching an LSU ball game, Jaden Daniels is leading that team, whether it be through the air and on the ground. And if that continues against Alabama, and somehow, some way they make it to an SEC championship game, and they knock off Georgia, well, guess what? You're going to have that argument for not only Jaden Daniels for a Heisman, but you're also going to have the argument of LSU being that first two-loss team to crack the college football playoff.
Yeah, again, I think it's very, very possible this year we get our first two-loss team in the college football playoff, or we'll send six Big Ten teams, despite the conference being terrible. Oregon... I can't with the Big Ten. I can't. Ohio State, Penn State, the winner's going to be a national title contender. The loser only has one loss to a great team. No, there's three teams in there that you respect. The rest of the conference is tragic, and it's not an accomplishment that your totals are 31.5. Yes, I'm talking to you. Washington gets the win over Oregon. And now Penix is this big favorite to win the Heisman. I get it. The numbers are great. Washington, to me, they weren't, look, they win the game, and that's what matters, but they weren't a better team. They got outgained by 130 yards in the football game. I was impressed with Oregon, but Oregon now likely has to go and run the table the rest of the way here, Joe. I don't think Washington runs the table. I think they're live to get picked off here. I'm not running to the window on Washington futures based on that game that we saw Saturday. Great game, though.
Yeah, great game. Bad karma a little bit for Oregon as we stood in Atlantic City, right? Too many people rooting for the Ducks there. You know, they put it out, bad vibes on the 4th-and-3. They thought they were going to get it. You know, here's the thing. Two bad calls by Dan Lanning before the half in a game like that. I understand you're getting the football coming out of halftime, but you got to tack on points when you're on the 1 yard line in a game where you know it's most likely going to go down to the wire. First bad decision. Second bad decision is, you know, Michael Penix was not 100%. We watched him get hit in the ribs. Why he goes for it, I understand the analytics say you go for it, you have your offense on the field. But in that type of situation, if you don't get it, you're giving Michael Penix and Washington basically 48 yards before they hit pay dirt. And that's exactly what happened. So, bad call. He still had an opportunity to pull that ball game out. Couldn't do it. The kid misses a field goal. I agree with you. Washington, from a defensive perspective, hasn't looked elite. But you never know. They could be that team that can outscore everybody. And Penix is dealing right now. So, we'll see how it plays out. I don't feel confident betting any Pac-12 team to make the college football playoff right now.
Totally agree. I think what... The dream for the if the conference championship game is between two one-loss teams, the winner will get into the college football playoff. I think almost regardless of what else happens elsewhere, the conference is getting that type of respect. I don't know. I don't think right now that championship game is going to be played by two one-loss teams, which means it's live for the loser to pick off. And again, this is why. For USC, the Notre Dame loss really hurts their chances to win a national championship, Joe. It downgrades what we think of that football team. But USC and their odds to win the Pac-12, I think, dropped way too much. Way too much. I still believe USC will play in the Pac-12 championship game, and now they're sat at plus 360 to win the conference. I think the schedule's there for them.
It's hard, Kev, because they play Washington, they play Oregon, and they play Utah. If they play those teams based off of Saturday's performance, I think they lose definitely Oregon, and I think they lose Utah. As ugly as Utah is, they can't stop the run. So what is Utah going to do? Most likely line it up and run it down their throat, even though the game is in the Coliseum. So that is the concern right now. Yeah, I think they have a good shot with Washington because Washington airs it out just like they do. It's more, you could say they're a little bit more finesse. But, you know, if Penix gets hot and he challenged them over the top and he throws for 400, are we sure that Caleb is going to put up 400 as well with that offensive line the way they broke down last week? I don't know. That is the concern right now. If I had a bet right now, I would take Washington and I would take Utah or Oregon State based off of how they run the football and physicality. And I know they're ugly bets, but they can grind games out where if the offense isn't there, they can beat you down. And that's why I favor both of those teams.
So Oregon State being a bad matchup for USC is easy to sell me on. But as I've been saying, USC doesn't play Oregon State. Now, again, if in a Pac-12 title game, USC, look, here's my only hesitation on saying I love USC this weekend. And that line, is that line climbing? I saw 5.5 when I was looking the other day. Is it up to 7?
It's up. Yeah.
Where's that line?
I thought it's like
6.5 now.
Yeah.
Well, again, we're going to do this for now the 9th week in a row. Eight weeks. As long as Cam Rising isn't playing, Joe, USC should be able to way outscore him. That Utah defense was great last year, and USC went to Rice Eccles and hung 40 on him. USC should be able to run and hide away from that Utah team.
They should, but look at the performance that you got last Saturday. I mean,
Notre Dame's got a great secondary.
A great secondary, but at the end of the day, they couldn't run it. They couldn't throw it. He was throwing the ball away at the end of the game. He was saying it so much. That is the concern. Yeah. And I know Nate Johnson and Bryson Barnes are not elite. I get that. But the one thing that you have to say is that they're going to line up and they're going to say, you know what? We're going to bring the game to USC. We have that mentality factor. We've beaten them now.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Back-to-back years, we're the Pac-12 champs, they're not, and let's see if they can stop us. And that is the one concern I have with Alex Grinch and Lincoln Riley in terms of their tenure there.
Can we find a way to make that game of the week instead? We drop that Big Ten game down.
Me and you will do it. Why not? Game of the week.
Well, we got to talk to another guy. We'll run it by him. We'll be right back. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's update everybody here quickly with the ALCS. Houston right now trailing the Rangers in this game. It's 5-3, bottom seven, two out. Altuve takes the plate. So, top of the order here for Houston. If Altuve is handled, you would see Bregman, Tucker, and Alvarez come up, which would be a danger point, obviously. Rangers bullpen's been very good throughout this postseason. Total dropping, 8.5 backers have to be sick to their stomach. This number was high as, I believe, 13.5 at one point in game. Currently sits at 9.5 with minus 162 juice towards the under. Minus 800 on the Rangers to win this game. And again, updating your outright markets here. The World Series price is sitting steady, though the Astros number continues to come back, sitting at plus 650 on Houston, minus 390 on Texas to win the series. I want to get you a bet in tonight's game here, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in a couple of moments on the show. But Philadelphia and Arizona, you've got Zach Wheeler and Zach Gallen going tonight. Minus 174 on the Phils. Total in this game is a 7. Play the over tonight. I think there's enough here to get over this low number of a 7. Again, we're not betting a big-time number. We know that. And I know that these pitchers are incredibly talented. But these lineups have enough, and I am someone that believes in home road splits. Zach Wheeler has been much better on the road this season, and Zach Wheeler has been at, ERA is above a 4, okay, on the road this year. I know he was good in both road starts so far this playoffs. Good enough. Maybe I'm chasing something that's not there. It's certainly possible, but we are talking about a very low total in this game. Key guys in tonight's lineup, Marte, Pham, and Walker, hitters 2, 3, 4, all hit 400 or better. 400 or better lifetime against Wheeler, and Lourdes Gurriel is 3 for 10. And what's key, all four batters have put a home run on the board up against Zach Wheeler. The reason I didn't play the Arizona team total is, why would I leave the Phillies out of this with the game in Philadelphia? The Phillies have scored 3 or more runs in all four games this postseason, 12 playoff games over the last 2 years at home, averaging nearly 6 runs per game. We'll break down more baseball next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crows. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This holiday season, make your celebration unforgettable at Barcelona Restaurant. Gather friends and colleagues for a festive party, or share the spirit of Spain with Barcelona gift cards. Visit BarcelonaColumbus.com.